Okay, I'm here with Berit Olestad. She's the race director, amongst other things, of the upcoming event here in Sandpoint on July 4th, Saturday, July 4th. It's called the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is sponsoring the Tower Climb in Sandpoint. It's a lot of information we're going to hear about, but welcome, Berit.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yep. And by the time we broadcast, this is being pre-recorded. By the time we broadcast this interview, you're well on your way to New York City to participate in the Tunnel to Towers Foundation event called the Tower Climb.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So we want to hear all about these, a lot of different events that are going on. But first, I think you have a unique story about who you are and how you got involved. Why don't you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background of who you are and how it fits in, and then we'll get to the events.
Okay, so again, my name is Berit, and I was born and raised in Seattle. My former husband's job took us all over the country, lived in a variety of different places over the years, and wound up living in New Jersey, where I started writing for the local paper. And with my background in law and justice, I kind of gravitated towards a lot of the stories that pertain to either fire and or police, and got to know a lot of the guys, covered their training, covered, you know, incidents in town, so on and so forth. And I can actually rewind even further back. And back in the early 90s, I had the opportunity the first time going to New York, going up in the World Trade Center and having lunch at the Windows on the World restaurant.
Prior to 2001.
Exactly. I believe it was 1994. I was, and then when the towers came down, I was actually vacationing in Europe, and was one of the first planes that came back into the U.S. after the airspace was opened. And then subsequently wound up moving to New Jersey and spent a lot of time going over to the city, and would always go down to Ground Zero. And with just my familiarity with a lot of the individuals that I had met, that I covered stories on, I became involved in Toys for Tots. So I got to know a lot of the veterans. And one thing led to another, and last year I was looking to participate in their 5K that they do every year, and it was a date conflict, so I had seen the tower climb, and I was not familiar with it, so I looked into it a little bit more, and I believe it's in its 10th year now, and essentially it's where they allow roughly 1,000 folks to sign up, and you raise money for the foundation, and with that being said, you climb the 2,226 stairs to the top of the tower, which is 104 floors. And last year, the event was closed, so I was on a wait list. And 2 weeks before the event, I was contacted and asked if I was still interested, and I said absolutely. So I had found out that I was the only one from Idaho that was actually participating, and I really had to kind of hustle and start getting in step, because I hadn't really been training for it. So I started spending my mornings down at Memorial Field doing the stadium, and that's really what kind of got me hooked into doing stairs. And when I realized the beautiful landscape and, you know, where I live, it just seemed like a really good opportunity to present that to the foundation for their consideration to hold an event here in Sandpoint.
Okay. And they're doing this around the country. To add to the large amount of funding that they solicit and try to bring together. And when you're talking about the foundation, I just want to be really clear, that's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization, and its sponsorship donations are tax deductible. And it benefits who?
So yes, all of that. And I just wanted to mention that it was started on behalf of firefighter Stephen Siller. It was his brothers who started this organization, and initially it was created to pay off the mortgages of the families of the victims of 9/11, as well as putting together scholarships for a lot of the children that had lost their, you know, their mm-hmm. their parents and or, you know, one or the other. And it's just really kind of, it's turned into, that's the basis of who benefits the families, the veterans, the first responders.
So we have the Tower Climb once a year now. It's in its 10th year.
Correct.
In New York City, in the new building. What's the building called?
It's the Freedom Tower.
The Freedom Tower.
The Freedom Tower.
That's the replacement of the World Trade Center towers that came down. You got involved because you were there, but also there was something that pulled you into this. You got interested in climbing stairs, but other than that, there was something deeper in you that was pulled in, and I don't want to use the word intrigued, but brought in.
I think it was really just the relationships that I had formed with a lot of the guys, and being in kind of their atmosphere of covering these events, and just recognizing what a difference this organization has made in so many, you know, individuals' lives. They do, you know, something else that they've branched into is smart homes. So soldiers that are coming back that were catastrophically injured with three or more limbs missing, they build brand new homes that, you know, you can say turn the lights on and just make life easier for these, you know, young men and women.
They call them wounded warriors.
Wounded warriors, exactly, right. Exactly.
And be it folks that didn't make it from the World Trade Center disaster. You know, that's affected all of us because, well, anyone who was born, you know, before 1990, let's say, were affected in some way, shape, or form. And even afterwards, because it lives in our history here. And to be supporting wounded warriors seems to me very important. What kind of income or funding does the Tunnel to Towers Foundation able to bring to the wounded warriors? Like I said, be they from the World Trade Center or coming back from combat or whatever, or firefighters.
I don't have a specific number per se, but what I can say is 93% of the money donated goes out to the families and you know the individuals that will benefit.
That's good to know because many foundations could have a high administrative fees on top of, and so this is 93%. That's fantastic.
They do their best to try to keep that number low, and it's my understanding that primarily most of the donations and contributions come from the $11 a month that people are able to donate. So you don't have to be someone that's, you know, putting tens of thousands of dollars into this foundation in order for it to be successful. It's, you know, it's successful with people like you and I being able to donate $11 a month.
So on June 7th, you're going to be in New York City and do the climb again.
I am.
Why don't you take us through what that was like for you? Was last year your first year?
Last year was my first year.
At the Freedom Tower.
Right. So my first thought is it almost felt like I was on a movie set, you know, because most of the participants are from New Jersey, New York, you know, Connecticut. They're from back east, obviously. And so, and I think I've always kind of appreciated that vibe and you know, just being in the space of all of these first responders and vets and, you know, just everyday people. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of, you know, kind of like joking around. But there was also a lot of people really, everybody had a reason. Everyone had a reason why they were there, whether they were climbing for their uncle that they had lost or their parent or just simply because they wanted to support, you know, the organization. You could just feel the intensity of being there and walking those stairs. Those stairs felt like it went forever. And it was interesting because you could just try to imagine, you know, with 80 pounds of gear on, you know, or I believe actually it's even more, but thereabouts. And you've got smoke and you've got heat. it just...
So to bring a little bit of empathy and understanding of the seriousness of what happened at 9/11.
Absolutely.
It's a, yeah, it's a good...
It just, for me, it was a privilege when I was selected. I felt so blessed that I was able to go there and do the best that I could to, you know, raise a little bit of money to be part of the solution to help these, you know, wounded warriors.
It sounds like it's not only a fundraiser, but it's an honoring of what happened through participation and understanding of the intensity that happened that day.
Absolutely. Something that I found really poignant was that we were not allowed to bring cell phones, nothing. So there were 1,000 participants that were up on the 104th floor once we reached the top. And we were connecting, we were talking, we were sharing our experiences, we were just really dialed into one another, not taking photos, not, you know, texting. You were present. You were there in the moment, and you could just look around and feel the intensity of what we had just accomplished and how we kind of created this little just bond really quickly, you know, with each one of us.
How hard was it? At what point, was there a point where you thought, I'm not sure I can make it?
No, what was discouraging at times, and I had to just kind of look away, is each floor had a sign that would say, you have now reached floor 12. You have now reached floor 23. And you have 104 floors. For me, it was one of my favorite sayings is just slow and steady wins the race. So I just really tried to pace myself at something that was realistic. They do have elite climbers that it's my understanding that they were in like the teens as far as finishing times. So 16 minutes from bottom to top, which
104 floors.
Yes.
Do so the math on that one.
So they were flying. Yes. And you know, you had all different fitness levels. You had all different ages. Some folks, you know, it took them quite a bit longer, but I think most people finished. I finished with a time of 36 minutes. So
I'm impressed.
A little bit in the middle of the pack. Of course, you know, I certainly came down on myself that I could have probably trained a little bit more diligently. However, I was just thankful that I was able to participate and finish, most importantly.
Well, it's really I don't know if I'd say honor, but it was a privilege for you to be able to do that. And I'm just backing up to what you just said, training. So you knew not too close to the date, pretty close to the date that you were invited.
But
were you already
weeks.
Training?
No, not so much. Okay. Not so much. To be honest with you, when I put my name on the wait list, it was in mid-February. And I did not receive the email until mid-May. So I had really actually even kind of forgot that I had even put my name on the wait list. So it was a hustle. I mean, I try to stay somewhat physically fit, but I was not as you know, in tune as I would have liked to have been. But with that being said, just the fact that, you know, and I think the other key that I discovered was don't stop. If you have to slow down, then slow down. The handrails came in real handy to kind of use as leverage. But yeah, you definitely, as you got higher on the floors, there were participants that were really struggling. And, you know, what I also appreciated was the support and the camaraderie and the, come on, you can do it. Come on, we can do this. And just everyone was helping, you know, helping one another. There were a lot of really large teams, a lot of companies where you had, you know, huge, you know, employee based teams. So that's something I'd love to see for, you know, the event here.
Which we'll get to in just a minute. I was going to ask a couple questions. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to June 7th, going back to New York and climbing 220, 2,226 steps again up the Freedom Tower.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's always a little bit of anxiety that kind of, you know, is churning within. You know, I'm pretty confident that, I'll complete it again. I don't know if I'll have as good a time, but that's okay too. But just the mere thought that I get to go back for a second year with it being not only the 25-year anniversary of 9/11, but this will be the 10th year of this actual event. I was talking with one of the individuals back there, and he had shared with me that the first year, so for, I think, obvious reasons, they cap it at, I think they just bumped it up to 1,100 participants, but typically it was at 1,000. So the first year that they started the event, it took about a month for it to reach capacity. And it's slowly, lessened as far as the event sells out really quick. So this past, they don't tell you when they're going to post registration. You just have to kind of get lucky and hit the website. So it was 4 days that it was full, and now there's probably a wait list. So,
and second question for your participation, did you spend time getting sponsors and donations for this event?
For last year, boy, did I ever. I, you know, with 2 weeks, I was able to collect just a little over 5,000. So I
did. You have a goal for this year? Or are you doing that?
I do have a goal for this year. So I cut it in half just because of the other event. But I'm at 2,500 for this year.
Yeah. Plus you fly yourself back there.
All my expenses are on me. And sure. Luckily I still have friends back there that are kind enough to put me up. So
should we switch gears? Or is there something more you want to say about this upcoming June 7th in New York City at the Freedom Tower, 2,226 steps that you're going to do to really raise awareness, to honor, and to bring funding to a very essential, I would say, organization that supports wounded warriors and others?
I think you really did a nice job of just kind of completing everything that I wanted to get out there about, you know, the event back there.
Okay, well, when you come back, and if you want to stop in, we can set up a time and hear how it went for you, or we can just
Thank you.
On the air. Also, so let's switch over to what's coming up on July 4th here in our own community. And it's called Tunnel to Tower Foundation is the beneficiary, which supports wounded warriors and others. This will be in Sandpoint, Idaho. It's called Tower Climb, to honor our bravest. It's all yours to tell us about it.
Well, so it's a series. It's the walk, race, climb series. And it's my understanding there's anywhere between, I think, 80 and 100 events around the country. And it's just regular people that can identify maybe a connection that the event could make with their community. So for me, it just really was a no-brainer. You know, I've lived here in Idaho for about 8 years, and I just know that the patriotism and the love of their country, of our country, and vets, really. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that there weren't a lot of events over in this part of the country, and I had put in a request, and initially it was denied because I was unaware that there is another ongoing event down in Coeur d'Alene, because I had put the event date for what would have been 9/12, but to commemorate 9/11, but it'll be in its fifth year in Coeur d'Alene. There's a 5K okay. down there. So they turned me down, and I went back and said, if it's just simply a date issue, can I bring some alternate dates?
Nice. You stayed with it.
I did, because I just knew that it needed to come here. And I've been working with the city, and when it was suggested that July 4th was available, I just couldn't believe that would be the date that, you know, I would be able to you know, propose. So they agreed, and boy, was I surprised. So yeah, there's definitely been a lot of moving pieces to this event. I've never quite coordinated an event to this, you know, magnitude, but I'm committed to it. And I just, most importantly, the foundation has been beyond supportive with, you know, helping me. And they essentially said the first year, we're not so much worried about sponsorship. Of course, it's always something that, you know, you want to keep in mind, but for the foundation, it's participation. And that's the key that they really want to see. And so since it is the first year, and I think a lot of people are not familiar with what the event is because it is a little bit, you know, tedious to try to understand, mm-hmm. The participation levels are not where, you know, we'd like to see them. And they were saying they would potentially have to cancel the event. So that's why I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to, you know, talk about it and just ask people to simply sign up. And even if you can't participate, it's a $35 registration fee that...
Make a donation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know.
So it leads me to, what do you need to bring the success that you're hoping to this event on July 4th? It is also our 250th exactly. anniversary of the United States.
Yes,
yes. So it's like a birthday party. But also funding would then go. So I wrote down volunteers. Sponsorship. City has stepped up. So coordinating with the city. You can't do this by yourself. So hopefully you have a co-director, co-race director of some sort.
Well, I do with the foundation, but mm-hmm. thus far it's just been me. And I've done events in the past, and I think I overestimated my ability to manage this by myself because people are busy, and I feel like I was the one who initiated bringing it here. So I certainly don't want to put, you know, my emergencies on others, because that doesn't exactly seem very fair or, you know, reasonable. But I do. I need people that are interested in participating.
I'm wondering if you've gone to all the runners clubs, the fire, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fire people groups.
I have to some degree, mm-hmm. but...
Forest Service, just the different service organizations in our community, even like the Rotary might be willing to get the word out to their people. Yes. Next year.
Yes. Yes and no. I've done some of that, but those are many of those that you just mentioned. They're on my to-do list as far as blasting out. Just
you're
get the
in
word
the thick
out.
Of it right now.
Pretty much.
Got it. Okay. Well, there's a lot of caring, wonderful people in our community.
It's oh, absolutely.
That community. You've been here 8 years, so you already know that. But volunteers, you're going to need volunteers. You're going to need the infrastructure and the facilitation of this race. But why don't we talk about we can come back and have people get contact information from
sure.
you. But on Saturday, July 4th, you're going to have this event. Why don't you walk us through it? It's a national run, walk, and climb series that is all over the country, but it's also happening here. So let's hear about it.
So most importantly, just sign up. Details are forthcoming, and those are being worked out, mm-hmm. you know, currently.
You have a website, it looks like.
Yes, and there is a Facebook Sandpoint Climb page also. But it's a little bit of a logistic kind of, you know, shuffle, so to speak. The way I have it is modeling it after the Long Bridge swim, where participants either have the option of meeting at the south end of the Long Bridge or the high school, where we shuttle the folks out and there'll be an opening ceremony. And I'm kind of getting those individuals lined up that I have in mind. And so it would be my thought the race would start at 7:30, and the race route is essentially the Long Bridge, and then it goes through it goes Superior, and then you'd take your first left at First Avenue, and then it'll just skirt the lake. Finish line would be down at Memorial Field. And so the importance of the 5K was Stephen Siller, this firefighter who lost his life. He was over in Brooklyn. He had just got off shift, and he saw the smoke. And so he went back to the firehouse and grabbed his gear and ran, and it was essentially 5K. So, and that, the south end of the Long Bridge and to Memorial Field is literally 3.1 miles. So it just was absolutely perfect. So with the race, the 5K starting at 7:30, in addition to, there is also, I just couldn't not include the climb because I've enjoyed it so much. And what that looks like is the, you can do one or the other, and it's specific on the website. When you sign up, you can select one or the other or both.
Okay, you can either do the run or the climb or both.
Correct. Okay. And you don't, you know, I like to point out to people, because I think instantly when they hear the word run, they get nervous. You can walk it. It's, yeah, I mean, there's no pressure, but in that respect. So the climb essentially is going to start at 8:46, which is the time that the plane hit the North Tower. And the way that the climb is set up is I kind of created this pattern, schematic, whatever you want to call it, where essentially if you start on one side of the stadium and you go up and you go over, you go down, up, over, down, up, over, down, and then you do 17 Oops. Revolutions.
That would be 2,226
steps. Because they want to replicate the Freedom Tower. And it's my understanding that we are only one of three locations in the country that offers the climb. Right. So,
well, there's a lot of way. You have a lot of inspiration to do this. I get that. And it will be happening. But if someone wanted to participate, they can go to Sandpoint Climb at T2T, small t, number 2T.org.
Exactly.
Or just type in Sandpoint Climb.
Exactly.
You'd get there.
Absolutely.
And what would a participant be asked to do besides participate? Is it to get sponsorships, to pay? Well, as you said, anyone could make the $35 entrance fee.
Business owners, you know, private individuals, you know, has that desire to support, you know, these folks, I suppose is what I can say to that. But like I said, sponsorship is obviously, it's important, but it's not the end all of what we're, you know, looking for right now. It's just getting the community together and recognizing.
And honoring
the, you know, men and women that have served and continue, whether it's domestically or, you know.
Right. I was really sort of intrigued by the fact that last year here in North Idaho, two firefighters were either lost their lives or were put into jeopardy as far as their mortgages. And this foundation, Tunnel to Tower Foundation, that helps wounded warriors, paid off their mortgages, which can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And I think one of the main questions, even specifically last year, so when I did the tower climb last year, I believe it was June 1st, so it was before the tragedy in Coeur d'Alene had occurred. But a lot of folks asked if the money would, you know, stays local. And, you know, to that, I knew that it did. And there's other, there's a police officer in Rathdrum that has benefited, you know, so that you can actually go on their website and you can click on each state and you will see the recipient for who has received what and, you know, what their injuries or, you know, if they perished. Or
Sign us some details. So that's the Tunnel to Tower Foundation.
Right.
They're raising funds through various ways. You're participating by hosting and being the race director. That's coordinator of this event.
Coordinator's probably sounds funny. Right.
Sandpoint on July 4th. And I'm going to come back to the question I asked earlier. What do you need to bring this together for yourself?
Before I lose my, I just wanted okay. to just close with this because I appreciated you bringing that up. You know, I don't like to use the example, obviously, but I think it's important with the two firefighters. And it was within 3 days that the foundation committed to paying off those two mortgages. So I just...
Yeah, that's big.
Anyhow, so what I need,
To support the work you're doing, the inspirational work you're doing.
Actually, what I really, really, really could use is people that would be willing to... I mean, I've done some, but I need flyers. I have flyers that need to be hung. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just here in Sandpoint. It can be the surrounding communities. So if there's somebody that, you know, maybe lives in Priest River or Bonner's Ferry, then contact me and I can go ahead and give you my email, or you can go through the Sandpoint Climb email that you had mentioned, Susie, just a moment ago, and I'm kind of...
That's Sandpoint Climb at smallt2.org. That's an email?
It is, but I'd like to also give you another email that I've been using that in the event that, you know, there's any confusion. So my email is my first name, BERITANN213@iCloud.
And you're really looking for some support with volunteers. There's other people that have done stuff like this, directed races and helped make things happen. And someone out there might be listening who said, I'd like to do that. I'd like to partner or come in and see what I can do to help with this.
I am so open to people's willingness to help me with this because I certainly, you know, I've done events in the past, but like I said, this one is on a different level and... this is definitely my first rodeo in that respect. So
yay, you're going to do great.
I just don't want it to be canceled.
Right. It won't be canceled. People are going to be listening to this and say, yeah, I'm going to participate. I want to repeat your email that they can get you at BERITANN213@iCloud.com. Okay.
And... So for the signups, you can either go directly to the T2T.org website, and where it says events, you're able to pull up the Sandpoint, Idaho event. Or a lot of folks who are runners and whatnot are familiar with the run sign up. So that is also another avenue that people can sign up for the event, runsignup.com.
I know there's a ton of runners in Sandpoint. I mean, we have, and then even the Longbridge Swim, you could contact them and see if they could tag on your event or whatever you need, you know. So what else would you like to say? We've got a few minutes left. This is, by the way, I'm speaking with Barrett, and she is the race director, but we'll call her the coordinator. Barrett, yes. Olestad, and this... She's working with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to raise awareness and to honor veterans and first responders. And some of the funding does go locally. This is great. And by the way, I want to wish you a wonderful climb up the...
Thank you.
What's it called? The Freedom Tower.
I know, the Freedom Tower.
The Freedom Tower in New York City on the June 7th. That's a big deal.
I appreciate that. I just, it's my hope that this will be an event that we can look forward to each year. And as it gets a little bit more, kind of worked out, I'd like to turn it into something that people look forward to and maybe incorporate like a family kind of, theme to it. And I have these visions of doing potato sack races and just, honoring and memorializing, you know, these heroes, but yet also continuing to live and, you know, live life well.
Celebrate.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I also want to know, bigger part, I want to say that a number of folks have asked about the parade. So I want to assure folks that I'm working with the individual who is also doing the street closures for the parade. And the events are a couple of hours apart. So rest assured, mm-hmm. we're not going to interfere with, you know, the parade that people are, you know, very connected to. And it's a very beloved part of the 4th of July. So this is just one more event that seems to me makes pretty darn good sense on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Kick off the celebration of our 250th year anniversary of this wonderful Democratic Republic, and honor and remember the 25th year anniversary of 9/11. I was just thinking, people, if they don't want to climb 2,226 steps, they could come down and cheer those that are.
Oh, thank you. Let's absolutely cheer. That's
bring
another
your kids
part
down.
For sure. The field will be open. I mean, absolutely. You know, you don't have to be a participant to be part of the celebration.
Mm-hmm. And you can bring down you could have a big tip jar there. But also, I'm sure you're going around to businesses to get sponsorships, and so that this event becomes viable and essential to the fundraising efforts of the Tunnel to Tower Foundation.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I wish you all the best in not only your own climb at the Freedom Towers on June 7th in New York City, but for putting on this event, and that it will be highly successful and the start.
I appreciate your encouragement. Boy, do I.
and the longevity and the continuation into the future. So
thank you very much.
Thank you, Barrett.
Thank you.